meets me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Gordon Goldsboro is back from the Manitoba Historical Society to look at our history in abandoned Manitoba. Hello, welcome back.
Hi, Derry.
I loved your story last week, Billiards, Booze, and Secret Tunnels in Elma, Manitoba. Now, you hinted as you were leaving about something to do with a seedy theme, but I expect that this may not be seedy as in run down. This is seedy to do with seeds probably, right?
Yes, indeed, Terry. You know me too well. We are actually going today to the village of Reston in southwestern Manitoba to see an abandoned railway roundhouse.
Okay, this sounds like it could be quite beautiful to see. So near Reston, how did the roundhouse come to be there?
Well, it's just on the south side of Reston, in fact. Reston was a fairly central railway community at one time. There was a railway that runs east and west through Reston today. And then there was at one time another railway that began at Reston and headed northwest towards Wolseley, Saskatchewan, to the main line of the Canadian Pacific. And because that was a fairly major railway center, they needed a place where they could service and store the locomotives. This was, of course, back in the days of steam power when they would use steam to run these locomotives. And so they would occasionally have to bring these locomotives in and clean them up and get them ready for going out again. They would also have to have a way of turning them around. Yeah.
Because I grew up not far from a roundhouse in Charlottetown in PEI.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there aren't very many of these left around the province. I'm told that there was, in fact, only one left, and this one, in fact, in Reston. Turns out that's not quite the case. There actually, as far as I know, is a second one up in the Paw too. But this one in Reston is kind of interesting. It's got an interesting history.
Well, tell us more.
Well, okay. So I did hint that it had something to do with seed. And you correctly guessed that this was not seedy as in, illicit, but in fact seeds. The connection is twofold, actually. First, going back to its railway origin. So the roundhouse itself, we think, was built sometime between 1904 and 1906 as the line, this line going from Reston up into Saskatchewan was being built. And for whatever reason, they called the line the Peanut Line. Of course, peanut seeds. And the question, of course, is, well, why the peanut line? Well, the reason apparently was that someone in Reston thought that the sound of the railway whistle sounded kind of like the whistle on a peanut machine, sort of a peanut roasting machine that street vendors used. And I have to think, well, why would that be? I mean,
quite a stretch here.
Well, yeah, no really? Kidding. But they faithfully all call it, even today, apparently, the peanut line is still widely known. And yet, why would that be unique to anything in Reston? I mean, these things presumably had the same sound everywhere. So I don't quite get that part of it. But the railway used the facility for probably about, I think about 25, 26 years, and then finally shut down that roundhouse in 1930. And then it was purchased after that by a fellow named Campbell, who then turned it into a seed cleaning facility, hence the seed
there
connection there.
Yeah. Yeah. So what remains of this roundhouse? They can be quite beautiful buildings.
Well, it is. And it's well-preserved by the look of what I can see from the outside. You have to think of it what it looks like. It's a fan-shaped building. So in other words, it's narrower at the front, wider at the back. On the front, where the locomotives would go in, there are four big doors. So I'm presuming that means there would be room for four locomotives. And in order to sort of orient the locomotive in the right bay, they had in front of the building was the turntable.
Of course.
That way you could drive the locomotive onto the turntable. You could then turn the turntable to orient with whatever bay you wanted to go in.
Yeah.
But then, of course, later, if you wanted to have the locomotive going the opposite way, going back up to Saskatchewan, you just turn it right 180 degrees and away it goes again. So you'd bring the locomotive in. You'd close the doors. They apparently had a big boiler that would be able to keep this roundhouse warm in the wintertime. And then, of course, they would turn off all the power in the locomotive. They would, because they basically wanted to clean it out. I mean, they would, of course, generate the heat from burning wood or later burning coal. So they'd shut down the fire. They'd climb. Apparently, they even had to climb right into the boiler to kind of clean it all out, oil out down the engine, clean it all up, and get it ready to head off again for another trip.
So how accessible is this roundhouse in Reston?
Oh, easily accessible. It's just on the outside of town, on the outskirts, on the south side, and it's easily visible from the road.
So if a person wanted to get there, what's the best way to reach Reston?
Well, from Winnipeg, you could go to Brandon and south to Souris and then straight west out to Reston. Or you could just keep going right west of Brandon out to Verdun, south a little bit, and then just a little ways west and you'd be right in Reston.
Right. It's almost due north of Melitta, right?
Yes, it looks like it. Yeah.
And close to the border.
Yes. Right.
Alrighty. Thank you, Gordon.
You're welcome.
every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.